NBA Australia. It's back. It's NBA Australia. It's episode 6. It's Monday, November 27, 2017. We've just flown in from Ireland, and boy, are our arms tired. NBA Australia's back. We're here to deliver your daily amazing stop of all things NBA with a dash of Australia. I'm James Clements, a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, The Brooklyn Game, and one half of the Deron Guys NBA podcast. And I'm here to take you through some daily breakdowns of the hottest of NBA storylines, who's doing what, how they're doing it, where they're doing it, and who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball today. That's right, we're talking smack about a whole bunch of NBA junk, including what happened over the Thanksgiving break that most of America seemed to take. And of course, I did too by going to Ireland. Today, we have dumb segments like That's Not a Knife, That's a Knife, Look at Me, Look at Me, Look at Me, The Unpopular Opinion of the Day, the Luke Longley Memorial Gumby on a Contender of the Week, the award-winning Yeah Nah, and a very special guest swing by. It's Deli reviewing a new Johnny Depp movie. Pretty good, huh? Plus, we'll check in with what all the Australian NBA players are up to, and we'll wrap the Thanksgiving long weekend. All right, let's do it. Oh, man, what a weekend it was, huh? That was fun. There was, like, lots of stuff going on. So this, of course, as we do every day here on NBA Australia, it is the Daily Whip Around, where we catch up on all things on the NBA. We break down what happened over the Thanksgiving weekend right now, where Derrick Rose basically quit basketball, it seems like. A lot of talk about Derrick Rose going, yeah, nah, I'm out. Fuck this. See yous. Giannis Antetokounmpo tried to fight one of his coaches. By the looks of him, I tried to fight him as well. Everyone's trying to trade Tristan Thompson for DeAndre Jordan. That seems unlikely. Boston lost to Miami. So their 16-game winning streak came to an end, as predicted here on NBA Australia last Wednesday. Of course, they went out and won their next two and have another game this evening. For them to pull this off in like four games in like a six-day stretch to keep doing this is pretty unreal. So, well played to them. Cavs, however, they're the ones who are now streaking. They have the biggest winning streak in the NBA. They won seven straight. And everyone's kind of like, oh, yeah, that's right. The Cavs are pretty good at basketball, I guess, sometimes. And, you know, if some of these other suckers keep sucking, looking at you, Memphis, and they try to offload parts, I'm pretty sure the Cleveland Cavaliers will be like, hey, see the shiny little Brooklyn Nets draft pick we've got? Who wants it? Who wants it? Come on, y'all want it? And speaking of which, Memphis is spinning out of control. Weirdly enough, the two longest losing streaks in the NBA belong to the formerly streaking Orlando Magic, who have now lost eight straight, and same goes for Memphis. Eight straight, man. They're now 7-12. They even lost to the much maligned Brooklyn Nets, who don't have any guards, and now have the same actual record as the Brooklyn Nets. That's crazy, right? Absolutely crazy. Anyway, what can you do? Not much if you're those two teams. So it was a massive, massive weekend of basketball. I'm assuming people watched a bunch of it. There were some really good ones. We had OKC, Golden State, Houston were just like going absolutely buck crazy wild. It was pretty good, right? Pretty good. And also, now that I look like a fucking moron because I'm all like, nah, man, Houston are going to suck when Chris Paul gets back. Turns out, you should never trust a moron. And if nothing else, that's what I am. Righto, so that's the whip around for today. We will later on preview tonight's games. That'll be the end of the Thanksgiving long weekend. But coming up next, we now have the award-winning That's a Knife. It's the Big Cat against Phoenix. 32-12 at a big, big win. That's the NBA Australia approved performance of the weekend. But you can also throw in OKC's big three against the coward Kevin Durant and the Warriors. You could also throw in Harrison. No, don't shoot that. Barnes with his game winner over Memphis. There are a couple of good contenders for dudes who, you know, when Harrison Barnes is dropping in a banked in three to win, that's not so much like a dagger as... Ugh, especially when it's Harrison fucking Barnes throwing it in you. How about old mates, no mates today? Who's got no mates today? Well, it's Sean Sweeney, the assistant coach in the Milwaukee Bucks. The fact that he's all out there just like calling out Greek Freak, who is like busting his hump. And this little ginger moron is like, oi, what are you doing? And Giannis is like, dude, you realize I could fuck you up. Yeah, Sean Sweeney, you're old mate, no mates today because you went and were shit. So... pretty brutal. Not going to say I'm surprised. Anyway, everyone's favorite segment is coming up right now. It's Better Than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think he'll get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average.
Oh, well, how it all comes back to bite us all in the ass. Lonzo really wishes shooting like even approaching league average at the moment with his 31.5% field goal average and his 25% from three. Jeez, even the free throws. That's not average. That's 42.9. That's like Shaq. Jesus, Lonzo, I know you wanted to go to the Lakers, but not so much that you wanted to be Shaq from the fucking free throw line, mate. Anyway, Better Than Lonzo Ball today is your daily look into who was better than Lonzo Ball last night, in this case over the weekend, TJ McConnell. Philadelphia point guard, you, sir, were better than Lonzo Ball this weekend. Two games. Had a pretty epic run, did old TJ. Basically, the kid who always got picked last in high school basketball. Undrafted rookie a couple of years ago for Philly and has now turned into a happily serviceable backup point guard. Last two games against Portland had 13-7-3, and then Orlando. He had 15 points, 13 assists, and 7 rebounds. And shot 7 of 12 in that game. Lonzo has literally one game in his career where he's hit more than 7 shots in a game. So today, TJ, Tej, if I may, you are. Hashtag better than Lonzo Ball. Enjoy, Pelo. We've got an honorable mention, though, as well. Donovan Mitchell's 24-4 in a win against the Bucks was pretty good. Pretty good. You'll take that one. Anyway, that's good. Everyone loves a bit of a better than Lonzo Ball. But... not as much as they all love. Yeah, nah. And that's coming up next in just a second. NBA Australia, Smash Nerd! Whoa! NBA Australia. Are you ready? Because it's... yeah, nah. It's yeah, nah. Where NBA Australia comes up with three yeah, nahs. We have three NBA storylines. Get it? Yeah, nah. And figure out if it's more yeah or nah. So, first up, it's the obvious one, I guess. Don't know how obvious, but obvious enough. Kind of sad too, right? So, should current Cleveland Cavalier Derrick Rose retire? Yeah, nah. Yeah. Man, this fucking sucks. Come on, dude can't shoot, at least from three, and like, just is clearly struggling with the idea of being a dude who was super reliant on his athleticism, who no longer has like any, and if he doesn't feel comfortable and injuries are getting him down, I mean, maybe tap out. I don't know, it's weird, it just sucks because the dude was an amazing MVP, like literally. The youngest MVP in the league. Thing is, the modern NBA where you have to be like a supreme athlete if you are going to base your entire game around what Derek does, which is, well, you used to at least, of getting to the hole or, you know, popping up for nice little floaters or mid-ranges, getting into the paint a little bit. If you can't do that anymore, I don't know what you are. It's tough. Thing is, the best part, one of the best outcomes of this could be when he ends up in like San Antonio in 18 months time and looks amazing, is canning threes at like a 45% clip. I'd prefer that outcome, but what's more likely? Derrick Rose being smart enough to go to the Spurs and adapting his game to circumstances, or still just being the guy who clearly thought it was a great idea to allegedly date rape a chick and go play for the Knicks and bounce from his team without telling anyone, believing retirement is the best option? It's probably going to be the second one, I'd expect. God damn it, Derek. Such a sad fucking story. Oh, well. I really just hope he doesn't end up being the guy that's like, man, remember Derrick Rose? That dude then blew all that Adidas money, and hopefully he's smart enough. You'll be fine. Come on, Derek. I'm pulling for you, pal. Second year, nah. Was Greek Freak wrong to get all shitty and threaten his coaches worth fucking them up? Yeah, nah. Nah, fuck no. Gotta have a bit of passion, and Greek's all about it. They still love each other to bits. They're fine. Anyone who bitches and moans about this is a fucking moron. So shit got heated. You deal with it. Whatever. Who gives a fuck? And Greek, what do you want? Him to not show passion? You want him to run around like fucking Andrew Wiggins out there? Get the fuck out of here. And the final, yeah, nah. We mentioned this at the top. Tristan Thompson for DeAndre Jordan? Yeah, nah, nah. Get the fuck out of here. How does this work for the Clippers? Oh, look, a smaller, shitter version of DeAndre with a longer contract. And for the Cavs, y'all really going to be playing DeAndre out there in the last 5 minutes of a finals game against the Warriors? Yeah, nah, you're not. So yeah, nah, nah. How about trying to get like some sketchy fucking doctor to give Chris Bosh the all clear instead and like get the whole gang, that whole Miami Heat gang back together in Cleveland? I mean, I'm sure he could like talk Mike Miller into hanging out, being an assistant coach or something. That's weird that he's not already hanging out there with Tyronn Lue. Yeah, tough. That's a good yeah, nah. There was a lot. There's like some fun things that popped off over the weekend. And that's exactly what you want from a yeah, nah on NBA Australia. All right. Speaking of which, time for a unpopular segment because it's the unpopular opinion of the day.
Now look at me, please. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
Look at me. Look at me. So Christmas is better than Thanksgiving. So good job by the NBA and getting all their real estate and pushing out the NFL on Christmas and leaving Thanksgiving and, like, you know, turkey and all that sort of crap to the NFL and just going, ah, fuck it. We'll have a massive, massive Thanksgiving Eve slate of NBA stuff and then let our players maybe hang out with people they like. That'd be fun. And then Christmas, they get to entertain us. That's fucking great. Stoked. So NBA Christmas is better than NFL Thanksgiving. I love it. You can say it's unpopular. I don't give a shit. What do I care? Nice one. So that's look at me for this week. Well, today. And the good news is it's Monday. That means we have a Luke Longley memorial. I mean, the guy's not dead. I don't even know how I have a memorial for a guy who's not dead, but it's like an appreciation award, I guess. The Luke Longley Memorial Award for Gumby on a Contender of the Week. It's the big Canadian. Doesn't really have much in the way of nicknames beyond, geez, how did that guy survive so long in the NBA? Because it's Joel Anthony, the man, the big Canadian, who basically walked into two rings in Miami despite having hands made of loosely packed gravel stuffed into two rubber gloves. Just think about his stats over his, like, his sort of 2010 to sort of 2013 stint with your NBA champion Miami Heat. He'd be playing 16, 17 minutes a game, averaging 2 points and 3 rebounds. That is absolutely brutal. Still shot 54% from the field, but there you go. Joel Anthony, you are our Luke Longley Memorial Award for Gumby on a Contender of the Week. You got it, son. All right, coming up next on NBA Australia, it's Australian Play Watch Australia! All right, back with NBA Australia. We're going to be talking the Australian players in the NBA. It's our daily Australian Play Watch. We're going to quickly wrap up what they got up to over the long weekend. Ben Simmons, well, set out one game, but in their Wednesday night game over Portland, had a very, very dirty 16, 8, and 9. Not bad on you, Ben Simmons.
And of course, he has, which we'll mention in our game previews. Basically, the game that everyone was most excited for tonight, it's him, Ben Simmons, and Joel Embiid. The exciting Philadelphia 76ers against the streaking LeBron Cavaliers. Unbelievable. It's basically LeBron and doing the LeBron and Ben Simmons doing the Spider-Man meme with the Spider-Man pointing at the other Spider-Man. I mean, LeBron could shoot a little bit better. Well, I mean, he could shoot at all, so he's already doing better than Ben Simmons. But still, good times. Patty Mills, Straya. Shit game against the Pacers. 2 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and going 0 from 4 from 3. Much, much better against the Hornets on Saturday. He had a very handy 10 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, and went 2 of 4 from 3. So, much tighter by Patty Mills. He plays the Mavs and Dennis Smith Jr. tonight. How about Jinglin' Joe? Old slow-mo Joe Ingles in a pair of wins. Over the weekend, he had 12 points against the Bulls and 15 points and 9 assists against the Bucks. The best part about Joe Ingles, though, this season has been how dirty he has been from three. It is it's filthy, absolutely filthy, to the point where he actually hasn't missed a three. He's actually only hit threes for the last 5 games. The last time he made a shot from the field was against the Knicks on November 15. That is absolutely fucking bonkers. And, of course, that means he's still keeping up my probably favorite stat for NBA Straya. It's the Jinglin' Joe is shooting 49.1% from three and only 45.7% from the field. Yes! He's shooting better from three than he is from the field, and he hasn't missed a free throw all year. That is fucking awesome. On ya, Jinglin' Joe. On ya. How about Deli? Our mate Deli over there! Unfortunately, Deli hasn't played since November 15, weirdly enough. Best part of his last couple of weeks was when he jumped in when Giannis was going to beat the shit out of Sean Sweeney, even though he's injured and in a suit. On your Deli, still the best teammate in the world. Hashtag free Deli. Of course, he's just out there chucking sickies. You know that. How about his Milwaukee teammate? Thon McCur. Started in the Bucks win against the Suns. Easily bet Thong's best game of the year as well. He had 16 and 8. In 32 minutes with 3 blocks, but then he fouled out. So, easily your best game of the year. Could have gone a bit longer, but no, Thon. You had to foul out. However, the worst part was, came off the bench on Saturday against Jinglin' Joe's Jazz and had his shittest game of the year. 2 points, 3 rebounds, 0 of 3 from the floor. Got his 2 points on free throws, had 2 turnovers and a minus 0.6 game score. That is gross. The worst part for Thon, though, is that he hasn't made a three since November 7 against the Cavs. If you're going to try to stretch the floor there, big fella, you got to hit one now and again. How about Aaron Baines? Right, well, the Heat broke the Celtics' 16-game win streak on Thanksgiving Eve. Baines had played only 12 minutes, started against Hassan Whiteside, and that was it. It was not good. Had 2 points, 2 rebounds. No good. No good for Aaron Baines. Had the win over the Orlando Magic on Friday, though. This was Baines' second best game of the year. 13 and 11. He went 6 of 9 from field. Nice. Even had 2 assists. Considering he's only got 19 on the year, that's pretty fucking tight. Then on Saturday night against the Pacers, when the Celtics won again, he had 8 and 4 and went 4 of 5 from the field. No fucking round by Baines. Homecoming. He plays the Pistons tonight. Of course, it's in Boston. That's not so much of a homecoming as that he gets to hug it out with all these dudes. And how about Andrew Bogut? Played the Kings on Thanksgiving Eve, did the Lakers. Old mate, only played 5.46 minutes. Tough. Had 2 rebounds in those 5 minutes, though. 1 block and a turnover and a foul. Didn't do much else, though. That's pretty sad. And, of course, he's taking part in the least interesting rivalry in sports. LA versus LA. It's the Clippers-Lakers. No one gives a fuck tonight on NBA TV. How about our daily question of the Australian Playwatch? Yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Yeah, it still is. And what about our honorary Australian? You know what I'm talking about. Kyrie Irving.
everybody's like front running for MVP last week. That talk was, I don't know, just a little bit on the nose, wasn't it? But then he did throw in that dirty 47 this time last week against the Mavs. And then against Miami, he had 23. Against Orlando, he had 30. He's still doing fine. He's helping me out with this, the little taste that Pup has got on Kyrie for the scoring championship. He's now averaging 23 points per game. You know, eking it up. It was only 20 last week because then he just dropped a kajillion points. On ya, Kyrie. All right. That was a good Australian player watch, NBA Australia. How'd you like that? But it's Monday. Means we've got one extra one because it's the NBA Australia Mangok Mathiang check-in. Fucking oath. We always go in and go, how you going, Mango? Because he's down there in the G League. No one's paying any attention. He's out there smashing. Here's our Mangok Mathiang. Had 14 and 12 against the Westchester Knicks last week. And then 10 and 6 against the Made Renclaws. Of course, the Greensboro, the Greensboro Swarm. It's such a dodgy name. They lost both those games. Mango, however, is getting minutes. He started and had 27 minutes against the Knicks. Only had 15 against the Redclaws, though. Hopefully, we'll get to see a little bit more of him in the actual NBA with Charlotte at some point. You know, there was a great story on ESPN about him and Dwight being besties, which, I mean, that's fine because good on your Mango, but at the same time, fuck Dwight Howard. All right, NBA Australia coming up next. Patty Mills and the previews. Ah, yes. How do you like that one? It's the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board. What's Patty got to say to us? Well, he's just gone out and retweeted just one single, simple, little thing. Mood. And it was the San Antonio Spurs themselves who tweeted that. But Patty then retweeted, and it's a picture of his buddy, Tony Parker, who will be returning because Patty Mills' other inspiration board today is Game Day Baller Game Day hashtag versus Dallas hashtag Go Spurs Go. And we all do believe that Tony Parker will be back very, very soon for the Spurs. So Patty might be getting shifted back to the old bench, but who knows? Tony Parker will be trying out his busted up quad tonight against the Mavs. And, you know, 35-year-old French guy, more power to you. It's going to be fun, but don't fuck up Patty over here. All right, what about the previews? We're going to whip around each game on the NBA slate. That's right. Whip around and have a look to see what's going on. It's Monday, and there's like a pretty massive 10-game slate. So let's quickly talk each. Let's go Magic at Pacers. It's the Victor Oladipo revenge game. Victor, you know he's going to smash the Magic. Thing is, Magic might win this one. Lost 8 straight. Pacers are going too well. I just don't trust them. So give me the Magic in that. Cavs at Sixers. Are you fucking kidding? This is unreal. We've got the Lord and Savior Ben Simmons against the King. And Embiid's going to be out there talking shit, smashing dudes, probably trying to kill Dwayne Wade. This is easily the best game of the night. It is going to be fucking rad. I am stoked. We have Pistons at Celtics. This is the top two teams in the East, and it's not the best game of the night. Unfucking real. It's also the Avery Bradley, I'm coming home, baby, game. That probably means something to someone, I guess. Somewhere. Avery Bradley's mum? Still. How about the Nets at Rockets? Well, the regular season, as I mentioned last week, the regular season points record of 160 is probably going to fall in this game. The Rockets can probably put up about 174 in regulation. Give me the Rockets in that one. Give me the Cavs in the other. Give me the Celtics in the other two. Actually, that can't be right. Ooh. Sixers at home against the Cavs. Cavs are winning too much. Yeah, give me the Sixers. Blazers at Knicks. Oh, you know what that means. Supercharged Zinger Burger. The Supercharged Zinger Burger. Well, he and Cantor did sit out the last one, so he's hoping that
the extremes. Ingemil suits up and plays. This is the Litvian Gangbanger versus the Bosnian Bear. And give me the Blazers. I like it. Mavs at Spurs. The Mavs are slowly waking up, and suddenly you're like actually paying attention. They've won two games. They're now 5-15. Just watch the Mavs fuck up the year that they should really just tank to get someone to pair with Dennis Smith Jr. God damn it, Mavs. And I do miss when this is one of the best rivalries in the NBA. It's a bummer. Instead, it's now fucking Harrison Barnes running around looking like an asshole. We have Kings at Warriors. Oh, give me the Spurs in that one too. Kings at Spurs. De'Aaron Fox going at Steph. Warriors are going to smash. Who even knows if Steph suits for this one? Ugh. Warriors Kings. Gross. Lakers at Clippers. Ugh. Fuck off. Who wants to watch that? Not I, says I. Not I. Thing is, I'm the guy who, you know what he says? I love this game. I love it. I love it. I really love this game. Still, I'm going to say, what do you reckon, the Lakers? I don't know. Maybe. It's also weird how I love this game. It suddenly sounds like the outro music for Star Wars Episode 1. Yeah. Those horns. Yeah, there you go. So, Blake Griffin, Lonzo Ball. We'll see who's better than Lonzo Ball tonight. All right. Cool. And that's our previews. Not bad. Not bad. Those are quick little previews. You can almost say it was a bit of a... No. The whip around's not going to play. There we go. Nice. All right. And you know what that means? Basically, it's the end of NBA Australia for today. So, let's get the fuck out of here. All right. Thanks again to From Oslo for the intro and outro music. Go check out House Hats, their new band. Probably the best band in Australia right now. Altogether is the best fucking song you'll hear in 2017. So this has been NBA Australia for today. We'll be back tomorrow for more ridiculousness. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter for our nightly coverage of the NBA and a whole bunch of dumb shit and stupid comments and whatever. Like us on Facebook so you can stay up to date on when stuff goes up. That's over just at NBA Australia. It's pretty easy. And just make sure you subscribe to NBA Australia on iTunes and Google Play. Chuck us a nice 5-star rating and review while you're at it, huh? Go on. That way you'll get this steaming hot pile of whatever the shit it is every day. Won't that be nice? I mean, I guess. Anyway, NBA Australia, Episode 6, Monday, November 27. It's in the bag. Stick around for Deli. What's he doing? It's a Johnny Depp movie. What one is it? What has Deli watched? It's Deli reviewing Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales. Because of course it is. All right, that's been NBA Australia. We'll catch you tomorrow. Later! Oi, 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 how are you? It's old mate Deli here. I'm going on like a fucking pork sausage with NBA Australia about what pickles me old fancy, eh? So, like, your old mate Deli over here, he's been a bit injured of late. Look, oh no, stop your sucking, just, you know, get out there, Deli, you dickhead. But the coaches of me, like, they're getting on me, like, to just stay chill and not get all aggro and shit. Oh, fucking speaking of aggro, fucking loved aggro's cartoon connection. That little fucker Muppet was funny as fuck, eh? Fucking love, he loved that Mel Meninga. That cunt was loose as. And that fucking chicky baby hosted with was a bit of all right. Fuck, what was her name? Oh, I'll give her a root. Don't you worry about that. Oh, Deli, on ya. Anyway, so back to me being injured. It means I've just been like doing like a lot of like sitting around and like on the couch and doing like fuck all. So I've actually had a bit of time to like catch up on stuff I missed out on the telly. So it's been pretty good because like when I do Deli's Oscars at the end of the year, you know, like you want to have it seen like everything, right? So I can't believe I missed this at the time, but like I watched the shit out of the new Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, eh? And I'll fucking tell you, it was fucking gross. Like, don't know what those snooty dickhead critics were saying. Like, it was fucking mental, mate. Like, it's got fucking Captain Jack Sparrow is like, it's just basically a pirate fucking Deli, I'll tell you that. I fucking...
Like, he's just loose as. Like, I love him. And, like, that Johnny Depp's probably my favorite actor. He can, like, do anything. Like, he's Jack Sparrow, and he's, like, Charlie in the Chocolate Factory, and he's, like, the cunt from Alice in Wonderland. He's got what actors, like, call range. Like, fully sick range as. Hey. Fucking love him. Anyway, and there's that, like, Javier Bardem fucker. Like, in it as well. He was plenty scary. And there's, like, loads of pirates and shit, and, like, zombie pirates and, like, zombie pirate seagulls and, like, a chicky babe with great cans and, like, that old fucker who played the deaf fella in that movie. Fucking, he's Australian. What the fuck? Jeffrey Rush. Yeah, he was good too. He was just, like, full bore, like, all the time, mate. It was, like, my best mate Plugger's, like, hotted up VK Commodore back home in Maribor. He even had, like, a pirate flag in his back windscreen. Went really well with his No Fear sticker and the spoiler that we made for it in metalwork class at Maribor High, eh? That fucking car was fully four bore, I'll tell you. And, like, so the movie had, like, all the ships crashing and, like, a monkey and, like, loads of jokes, like, Jack Sparrow being shat on by a bird. It was just fucking gross. But, anyway, so it was fucking great. And I reckon it's going to get pretty high up there in Dally's Oscars at the end of the year. Like, it was super entertaining. Like, I'm going to give it 9 out of 10 Dally ones, I reckon. So there you go. Dally Savant saying, like, you should totally watch Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales. And now I want to go to fucking Disneyland again and go on that ride. Oi, thud, when do we play Orlando? Oh, get fucked, you dick. Nah, he's just giving me the finger, little fuckhead. You know, I might go bash him. Anyway, I might chuck a sickie when we go to Orlando and fucking go on the ride. I might even take this fucking dickhead thorn with me. All right, that's it for me. Talk to you later. Laters, cunts.